Deseret News. I'm John Scott. The judge in Donald Trump's criminal case expects closing arguments on May 28th.
Donald Trump enters court criticizing the pace of the trial. The judge expects closing arguments after the long Memorial Day holiday. Former president has a cadre of supporters with him, including famed legal scholar Alan Dershowitz, former NYPD commissioner Bernard Kerik, who Trump pardoned after he went to prison for tax fraud, Kash Patel, a top ally who also served in Trump's administration. Many had to sit in the back row of the courtroom because there wasn't enough space in the gallery rows immediately behind the defense table. At Criminal Court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
Also at SRNews.com, at the Pentagon, defense attorney Lloyd Austin says Ukraine facing a renewed Russian assault.
We're meeting at a moment of challenge. Putin's invaders have launched another offensive onto sovereign Ukraine territory. And the Kremlin's forces will try to make further advances in the weeks ahead and try to carve out a buffer zone along the Ukrainian border. This is a hard and dangerous fight.
Austin vowing to keep U.S. weapons moving week after week. However, those weapons have not fully reached the front lines. And Ukrainian officials have said they are still struggling to fight back against a vastly more equipped Russian military. Pro-Palestinian protesters ignored a request by Drexel University's president to disband their encampment. Drexel's campus in Philadelphia remained on lockdown, with classes being held virtually as police kept watch over the demonstration. Nearly 3,000 people have been arrested on U.S. campuses over the past month. On Wall Street, the Dow losing 99 points, but the NASDAQ is up 95 points. This is SRN News. Peru takes a stand on transgenderism. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
If you are a man and believe that you're actually a woman, or a woman who believes she is actually a man, you are suffering from mental illness. That is what the government of Peru maintains, and President Dina Boluarte has made it official, signing a decree that classifies transgenderism as a form of mental illness. LGBT groups at the national and international level are attacking, suggesting that Peru should be the target of sanctions. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The American Civil Liberties Union filing a complaint against a Mississippi school district over a dress code policy based on student sex. The ACLU claims that the dress code discriminates against transgender students, specifically boys who are living as girls. One 16-year-old boy tried to wear a dress to a regional band event but was told by the principal he could not represent our school dressed like that. This is SRN News. A deadly train collision in upstate New York.
A community is mourning the deaths of three people in a pickup truck, including a child killed when the vehicle was struck by an Amtrak train. Authorities say a six-year-old boy is among the three people killed in the accident Friday in the town of North Tonawanda, New York. The other victims were a man and woman in their late 60s. Authorities say the train was on its way from New York City, heading to Niagara Falls when the accident occurred. Local media is reporting the pickup truck became trapped between crossing gates when the Amtrak train came through. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Closing arguments scheduled in the trial of a former University of Arizona graduate student accused in the killing of a professor on campus 2 years ago. Murad Dervish charged in the death of Thomas Meixner. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.